City officials and local advocates met today for a ceremonial groundbreaking of a special housing project for autistic adults in downtown Phoenix. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn was there and spoke with leaders of the movement to bring inclusive housing to the city. And Casey, where does this project come from?
So this project comes from a group called First Place AZ, and that was founded by Denise Resnick, who has a 25-year-old son with autism. It's actually a sister nonprofit to the Autism Research Center she also helped found. But First Place concentrates only on this housing, which is near 3rd Street and Thomas Road. And that's really for anyone with special needs who wants to live independently. Here's Resnick.
The looming question for parents like me of a child with autism or special needs is who's going to care for him when I'm no longer able to do so. And we want people to have more hope.
And she thinks the inclusive housing will give a lot of parents like her peace of mind.
So First Place Phoenix is more than just apartments, though, right? What else comes along with the property?
Right. So there are 56 different apartments that will be up for lease, and each is going to be supported by independent living services and staff to help the residents. There's also what's called a transition academy. That's a 2-year program meant to give any special needs adults the skills you and I might sometimes take for granted that gives us a more independent life. Those are things like getting ready for a career, navigating public transportation, and just how to interact in day-to-day life. And finally, there's also a plan to create a training center for service providers and professionals, and that's all going to be on this 81,000-square-foot property.
And the housing is geared towards someone on the autism spectrum, but anyone with special needs can apply, right? So who is there today, and what was their response to the groundbreaking?
And actually, yeah, today there were a lot of families who came out to see the site for this new housing, and many of them had their own family members with special needs, and it was actually really emotional, too. A group of adults with special needs did help ceremonially break ground with city leaders like Mayor Greg Stanton and Arizona's Department of Housing Director. 22-year-old John Kemp was part of that group, and he says the housing not only creates a welcoming environment, but also gives him a voice.
I mean, I have autism, and I would like to let the world know that I will make a change in the world.
And Kemp plans to live in the housing once it's completed in 2018.
That was KJZZ's Casey Kuhn speaking about a new housing development being built for adults with autism and special needs that broke ground today in Phoenix. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Mark.